This colossal lion weighs 7 tons and would have measured some 10 feet from end to end. He lies on his stomach, which has been hollowed out to reduce the weight. His front paws, now sadly missing, were stretched out before him. His great head is turned to face you, his handsome face encircled by a splendid mane. His mouth gapes open, the lower jaw is lost, to show his pointed teeth. It may appear that he has no tail, but look closer and you will see it is tucked under him and looped over the haunch of his back leg. The tassel of his tail sweeps his body. The lion once crowned a monumental tomb in the vast cemetery of the ancient city of Knidos in southwest Turkey. The tomb was made from local limestone, while the lion was carved from marble from near the city of Athens. The same marble was used to make the Parthenon. When new, the lion was dazzling white. Once, his empty eye sockets were filled with coloured glass that flashed in the sunlight. Not all lion sculptures in ancient Greek art looked this realistic. The inspiration for the Lion of Knidos may well have come from the pride of lions that prowled the bottom step of the pyramid roof at the mausoleum at Halicarnassos. Despite only being able to view these lions from a distance, the body and mane of the Lion of Knidos have been carefully carved to create a subtle play of light and shade across the surface. The tomb of Knidos was probably built around 370 to 350 BC, or a little later. Though damaged by time, this lion remains a compelling symbol of the universal need to commemorate and honour the dead.